Okay. Kum lan la black and murder, lag boimer. And Dav Chof Amar Aleph. We're having this question from Ilfa. Basically, according to Rebbe, you know, every day you have to wash your hands again. You have to wash the hands again. According to Rabbi Shimon, if you wash your hands and you wear Maseir Das, you can do it for 10 days, or 3 days, non-stop. And you don't have to wash it again. Ilfa. That's right. And we'll soon see if you're allowed to walk out. Ilfa asked the question, what about the Kiyar itself? You know, we're talking about the Kohen, what about the Kiyar itself? And we haven't resolved it. So we're up to now trying to resolve it here. We thought we resolved it, but then he said, you misunderstood what Rabbi Yechiel said. And we haven't resolved that either. It says the Gemara, Toshma, we're 6 lines into the white lines. Toshma, we learn. Ben Kotin Osa, Shneim, Osa Dod Likir. Before we learned that there was 4 taps to the Kiyar, he said you should make 12 taps to the Kiyar. Afu Osa, Moichni Likir, Osa made a set of wheels. He had a pulley system. For the Kiyar, Shalayeyo Meimav Nivsolim Balina. What they did was every night they would lower the Kiyar down with into the water, so there was a main over there, so that the water of the Kiyar joined the water of the spring, so that it doesn't become possible with Lina. In the morning, they raised it again. So the Chayit is clear from here that we're worried about the contents of the water itself shouldn't become possible. That resolves Ilfa's question. My love, the Belozer Barab Shimini. This would work out according to Belozer. That even according to Belozer Shimini says that the Kohen doesn't have to wash his hands again. But when it comes to the Kiyar, we are concerned with Lina if it's overnight. Said Gemara, who said? Maybe the author, maybe Ben Cotton rules like Rebbe. Since Ben Cotton maybe followed Rebbe, he said that every morning the Kohen also has to wash his hands again, so the Kiyar also. But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, the Kohen does not have to wash his hands again every morning. Maybe you don't have to have a pulley system or anything like that. It doesn't become possible. Says the Gemara.
They have the same pulley system. It seems to be by
Shani
here.
No, he made a pulley system. They might have done it by hand. He made it very easy. He put about wheels and then all that. Well, Midereisha, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. No, the Gemara says, since the beginning of this Braisa, the author must be Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. So see why. Then obviously, Sefer Nam, Rabbi Shimon, and the Sefer about the pulley system also follow Rabbi Shimon. I mean, even according to him, that the water that the Kohen washes is all right even for a number of days, but not when it comes to the water sitting in the Kiyar. Why? Because the Kiyar is a clay shodis, and we know that all utensils are based on Migdash, anything that's in there overnight becomes possible. From Lina. How do you know the beginning of the Braisa is Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon? The Ketani Reisha says in the Reisha, Boloi Eitzel Poroi, the Koyim Godel. We go there now to his par, to Shechta's par. Yeah, Yom Kippur. So, Upar Hoyoimen, if you look at the picture here, you get a quickly look at the picture in Rashi here. So you have like this, the north side, and the north of Mizbech is on the right. The Dorim is on the left side. And Mizrach is on the right side of Mizbech if you're facing Tzafon, and Meirev is on the left side. The base of Mikdash is on the left side, it was on Meirev. Now, when you took this animal, we learned that the Korban Chatas always had to be slaughtered on the north side. We also learned previously there's a big machlek is what's considered the north side. And we'll soon see the 3 opinions. One opinion says directly opposite the Mizbech, all the way to the north side. It has to be facing the Mizbech. The other opinion says, which is Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, that from the edge, from the Mizrach corner of the Mizbech, all the way to the Ulam, is considered the north side. In other words, even the space between the Mizbech and the Beis HaMikdash, if you're in the north of Mizbech, it's considered the north side of Mizbech, even though it's not mamish facing Mizbech. And the Rebbe adds that even the Ezra's Kohen and Ezra's Yisrael, if you look here between the Mizbech and the steps that you go down, there's 22 Amos. The first 11 Amos walking up the steps is called Ezra's Yisrael, all the Israelis that mill about there. And then the next 11 Amos was called Ezra's Kainim, only Kainim should be, which is neighboring the Mizbech. According to Rebbe, anything north of the Mizbech, even standing in Ezra's Yisrael, the Kainim, is also considered north. Now getting back to the Braisa, so when the Kohen Gadol went to the par, Upar Hayoimi, where was the par standing? Bein Ha'ulul Mizbeach. Oh. Where did they have the par standing? Not parallel to the Mizbech, but they actually had it on the west of the Mizbech, between the Mizbech and the north side, which follows the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. So clearly the author of this braisa is Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. So the next part when Ben Cotton went ahead and did the pulley system was even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. I mean, you know, the Kohen could have the water in his hand for a number of days, but not sitting in the Kiyar. It says there, Ben Mizbech, Roishe ledorim upon of the Ma'idah, a Kohen oimid b'mizah, the Kohen stands on the Mizrach side. The Kohen stands actually on the Mizrach side upon of the Ma'idah. So he stands on the Mizrach side of the animal, and he's facing the Beis HaMikdash. The animal is facing the Mizbech, but we take the head of the animal and face the Beis HaMikdash as well. Now, man shamed the Amar ben Ulam Mizbech Tzafon. Who said that this section is considered north? Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon, we had before. The Tanya, we learned in Ebrais, Ezehud Tzafon, what's north? When we say you have to shecht it north, according to the first opinion, Mikir Mizbech Tzfoini, Va'ad Koytzel Azor Tzfoini, it has to be mamish corresponding to Mizbech, Ukenekos Berkulay Tzafon. North has to be mamish in the width of the Mizbech, all the way going to the north side. However, Rabbi Elazar Shimon says, Moshe, if he adds, I agree that's north, but furthermore, Af Beinu Ulu Mizbech, also the section of the Mishnah Mizbech, north of Mizbech, is also considered north. Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi, he adds further, Af Mokum Drisus Ragli Hakoinim, Mokum Drisus Ragli Yisrael, also those 22 Amos, which is on the east side of the Mizbech, going all the way to those steps, from the northern point of the Mizbech, all the way to the northern wall, is also considered tough. Aval min ha-chalifus lefnum, that long room, which was on the side of the Beis HaMikdash, between the Beis HaMikdash and the north side, but it's parallel to the Beis HaMikdash. That's where they kept all their knives. Chalifus means knives. Doesn't mean changing clothes, it means knives in Aramaic. And in the place where they changed all the knives, the lefnim, hakum ben apostle. Why is that apostle? The chayit is also on the north side, because you can't see the mizbech. It's like infrared that you have to be able to see the source. So in all the other three opinions, you can still see the mizbech. Here, if it's on the side of the base of English, you cannot see the mizbech. So everyone agrees that's no good. Now, so therefore, that's my proof. Now, blows out of Shimon, and therefore, we see that even on the Shimon, the word in the Kir is Pasul. So, what are you talking about? V'tizbara, why did you decide that the author of this particular Mishnah must be Rav Elazar Shimon? Maybe it's Rebbe. Remember, Rebbe holds is also good. You think Rebbe, when Rebbe says that you can use the Ezra's Kain as Yisrael, won't agree that you can use the section between the Mizbech and the Ulam, which is holier? Of course, between the Mizbech and the Ulam. So if he holds that the Ezra's Kain and Yisrael is good, surely between the Mizbech and the Ulam. So who told you the author of the Av Braise is Rav Elazar ben Shimon? Maybe the author is Rebbe. V'tizbur Rabbi Elazar, but Rabbi Shimon, you think Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi, Hashtar Rabbi, Ad Rabbi Yesi, but Rabbi Huda Moisi, but Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Moisi, you think that Rabbi will only argue, he adds to Mizbech, but doesn't agree to add also to the section that Rabbi Elazar, but Rabbi Shimon says, which is between Mizbech and Rabbi Shimon? Of course he does, because that's even holier, that's the holiest place. And now Hachiman, he said, no, this is what I meant to ask. Who told you, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon? Maybe it said, what do you mean? Isalkadatr Rabbi, because if you think it's Rabbi, then the reason why I believe it must be Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon is because if it would be Rebbe, let me ask you a question. Rebbe holds that you can use the entire northern section. Why then did we want that it should be Dafke right next to the base of Migdash? He should have done it in the Ezra's Kain, Ezra's Yisrael, which is not, it's not covetic to shecht animals and have blood squirting two steps away from the base of Migdash. If it would have been Rebbe, since you have that all that area, that whole space in between the Mizbech and the front, Ezra's Kainim, Ezra's Yisrael, you should have done it there. Must be the Rosh Hashimun who says that it's nothing wrong with doing it in front of the Mizbech, in Beis HaMikdash. That's what compels me to say that Rosh Hashimun is the author here. If you say to Rebbe, Lukme b'mokam drisus ragle koinim, isn't it better for the shech, the animal, in the outer section there, as it's koinim, as Yisrael? Says the Gemara back, what are you talking about? Elamai, so why are you happy now? Even Rabbi Elazar Shimon definitely holds you a lot of shechted next to the Mizbech. He doesn't say you have to shecht it between the Mizbech and the Beis HaMikdash. He's saying also it's kosher. So ask a question. Even Rabbi Shimon, why are you shechting it 2 feet away from the Beis HaMikdash? Shechted by the Mizbech, keep the distance. What are you going to tell me? There's a compelling reason why you shecht it right next to the Beis HaMikdash. And that is because the Kohen is weak, has a lot of avodas, you know, and he's an elderly person. And therefore, we want to make it as easy as possible because he has to carry all the blood in. So we want him to stand next to Beis HaMikdash. So even Rebbe would say the same thing. True, you could technically make it in Ezra's Kainim and Ezra's Yisrael, but I want to make it as close as possible to Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Ella, my Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, look me, Bekir Mizbech Tzvoini, Akris Azor Tzvoini, why don't you make it just next to Mizbech? Why Dafke in front of the Beis HaMikdash? Ella, my Israel, my Mishun Chul, Shul, Koin Godl. The Koin Godl is very weak, and it's Fabatat, Luz Gemuchut, and therefore you want to bring the animal as close as possible to the Beis HaMikdash so that he doesn't have to carry the blood too far.
No, younger, stronger
Koin Godl. Yom Kippur. So Rebbe says, look, of course you could do it as a Kohen Yisrael, but I want it to be next to his base of Midrash. And therefore, it could very well be, it's possible that the author of the Braise says Rebbe, and you have therefore no compelling proof what Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon would hold. In other words, more remains with a question. What would it be called Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon? He said the following. So we had a number. We had two opinions. Rebbe says that a kohen every morning has to wash his hands again from alois hashachar. Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon said you can wash it once as long as you want to say it does. You can go up to 10 days. Comes along Rabbi Yechon and says something. The question it will be: who is he following? Who is he passing like? Rebbe or Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon? He says like this: Kiddush Yodav Veraglav. If the kohen washes hands and feet, Litrumas Hadeshin, which is removing the ashes from the mizbech, which is done before. That's when the rooster crows. That's been done before the Alois Hashachar. Lemachar, the next day. Next day doesn't mean next day. It means after Alois Hashachar, Einu Tzadok LeKaddish. You don't have to wash your hands again. Why? Shekvar Kiddush Mitchilas Avoda. Since in a way you can argue that Trumas Hadeshin is the very first activity of the day, so therefore that's good enough for the rest of the day. Now we are in a quandary. What's going on here, Leman? Who does he follow? If he follows Rebbe, Rebbe said before that the earliest time you can wash your hands Alois Hashachar. That's when you say it's good enough for the rest of the day. But if the previous day you wash your hands, you got to wash it again. So l'chayda, if you wash your hands for Trumas Hadeshin, which is a couple of hours, an hour before Alois Hashachar, you would have to wash your hands again, according to Rebbe, because it's a new day. So obviously it's not Rebbe. No, so why do you tell me a big chiddush that if you wash your hands for Trumas Hadeshin, you don't have to wash again? Tell me a bigger chiddush. If I washed my hands last night, or yesterday, or 2 days ago, if I wasn't Mazir Daz, I don't have to wash it again.
That's like with Negavas. Even if you don't go to sleep, you still have to wash Negavas.
That's right. Negavas we learned actually from all this.
But why do you have to wash Negavas?
Because it's a new day.
But you didn't.
That's the machlekes we had it. Rebbe holds that you didn't, because there's always just like there's two reasons why I wash Negavas. One is because of Tumah. The other one is because we're like a koyin in the avoid, and every day they had to wash their hands, and we're going to daven every day. We have to wash our hands again.
So Rebbe's saying that this Tumah Sadeshin doesn't have to be done. He says it's in a sense the previous day. So
you have to wash your hands for Tumah Sadeshin.
No, I'm not about the washing. I'm saying the absent pool of Muslim Tumah Sadeshin.
It's part of the last day's activities. Even though it's done the first thing, you know,
so
the day was, morning.
Could you do it earlier than that if it's part of the last day?
No, it has to be Kreis HaGever, it says. We do it from Kreis HaGever, which is, I don't know, an hour, 2 hours before Alois Hashachar.
So what's Kreis HaGever?
We had it in Masechet Tainus also. It's, they knew. They live with roosters, I don't know. How much before is it? I don't know.
No, I'm saying what's
it's a preamble. It's a preparation for the day, right? We have to clear the ashes, and they would take the ashes down and they would put it next to Mizbech and let it, you know, sit there on the ground, and the Eastern will soon see. It's Ila Rebbe Yom Apostolina. Rebbe, hold, that doesn't help. You have to wash again. Why dafka this morning and yesterday you wash your hands? If it didn't stop working, you don't have to wash again. So what's Rebbe Yechon ruling? So you have two answers there. Abaye says, Lo'oilam le'Rebbe, we're following Rebbe. No, he says an interesting thing. The lina de rabbani, this particular case, when a kohen washes his hands and he has to wash it again, it's different than something in the clay shutter becomes possible for a carbon overnight. Like you left the blood overnight in the clay shutters. But now when it comes to kohen washing the hands, why? Because the water has disappeared. The fact is he washed the hands, there's nothing here. What's lina? Where's the lina here? What's the lina here? So the whole thing is only with the rabbanon that people will make a mistake and think, well, if I wash my hands yesterday, it's good enough for the next day. So if I left the blood in the keli overnight, it's good enough for the next day. So it's only exeded the rabbanon, the whole thing. And since you woke up in the morning now to do the avoid, and this Trumas Hadeshin relates to the avoiders of today. It's not concluding yesterday's avoiders. You're preparing to the mizbeach for today. So therefore, people are not going to make that mistake and think, oh, if I wash this morning, it's good enough for the rest of the day, I'm going to think that I can leave blood in the keli overnight. So that's what the word is. So according to Abaye, the whole thing is a rabban.
What is the problem to wash hands one extra time?
No problem, but do you have to? If you didn't, we learned before. If you don't, if you're supposed to wash your hands, and you don't. The kabbon is apostle. That's the big deal. But if he didn't,
not the question.
You want to actually go for pleasure? Lina the rabboni. This case of lina, he's only the rabboni because there's no water left here. Nothing really stayed overnight. Umoidi, and he's moidi the mekreis hagever v'atzafra, that period from kreis hagever until tzafra, until morning. Is what do you call it? Like pasul lina, it's not pasul. Rav, however, says no. This follows Rav Lazar Shimon. However, Rabbi Yechon does not agree. Rabbi Yechon likes to make the compromise. I agree, Lazar Shimon, that it doesn't have to be mamish the same day, but I don't go back to the previous day. Rabbi Lazar Shimon, who v'rod Rabbi Yechon's vodav only betchilas avoda savoda. When you're completing the avoda, if you wash your hands to complete yesterday's avoda and you want to start tomorrow a new avoda, you got to wash your hands again. I don't agree, Rabbi Lazar Shimon. But if you're washing your hands in order to do the next avoda, even though it's the day before, like Kreis HaGever, I agree with Rabbi Zev Shimon. It's like a compromise. makes the last question. It says, "Ru'u echav kain shiyoda." They saw that one of the brothers, the kainim, saw that the guy is coming down with his lopet, with his shovel. Vehein rotu. They rushed in ahead. Ubohu miru. They hastened. The kitchu yidem raglaim and the kid. They washed their hands. Now, right now, we're assuming the kainim that saw this, observed this kainim. They didn't get up in the morning to do the avodah. They didn't, you know, maybe they had a goydel. They didn't get the job. Why they're upset in the morning? They probably still remain from last night. They were the ones who were putting on the emurim, you know, the chalovim, all that in mizbech, and then they saw this kain getting there, so they rushed in to help out. And yet they washed their hands again.
That's 6 hours.
Okay, true, but they continued anyway. Yeah, you're right. So lechayde, these are, and yet they washed their hands again. Clear, it says they washed their hands again. Why wash again? Why do wash their hands again? So bish, whose opinion did they follow? Abaye says the Mukul look at Rebbe. Abaye, who says he holds like Rebbe, that what every day you have to wash your hands again. But they hold that washing your hands for Terumas Hadeshen is good enough for the rest of the day. So therefore, this follows Rebbe. They followed Rebbe, and therefore, even though they were up a whole night and they were doing the Avodah, now that they were about to start the new Avodah, they washed it again. And even though they weren't necessarily doing the Terumas Hadeshen, it's going to help them for the rest of the day. Fine. Rava, the Mukla Rav Shimon. Rava says it goes to Rav Shimon. But according to Rebbe, Taka wouldn't help washing hands in the morning. According to Rebbe, you would have to wash your hands from Alois Alois Hashacha. So what's the point of washing our Rebbe? Because the Gevet Zavet Pasalina, Hamani, so what did these Kainim do? Manushach. E Rebbe, if it was Rebbe, what helps them washing their hands in the first thing in the morning? They have to wash it again in an hour. And they weren't doing the void, the other guys were the void. Pasalina. And you know, Rav Shimon, they were working the whole night. They don't have to wash their hands, Bechol. Yesterday's washing is sufficient. Ha'omar, afil mekad, vada son of Yomim. Says the Gemara, ain't so lekad mekadish. La'olam k'rab Elazar Rav Shimon. V'hochma eskinen bekad echadata. Who told you that there's a kainim last night? These are kainim who woke up early morning. They wanted to be there the first in order they can do the void. We had a human, the whole of Chabeze, the whole system, how it worked. And they all wanted to be involved. They're very eager. Okay. So you said before about walking out of the base of Migdash. When we say that if you wash your hands, you can good enough for 10 days, do they change the Gizir also, 10 to 3?
Only the first time.
Ah. The other time. Slip by. Yeah. So, Iboy Lahu, we have a question. When we say that you can wash once and it can last for up to 10 days, what about Yitzia? If he walked out of the base of Migdash, do we say that in itself passels already the washing the hands, and when he comes back in, he has to wash again? Remember we learned before about Voyachim and all that, with Gishtum Mizbech, do you have to wash again or not? Because we know that when it comes to clay shutters, if you put something into a clay shutters, a vessel of the base of Migdash, and you took it outside, it passels the food that's inside the clay shutters. So what about this case here? Yitzia maush a toil bekidish a daim raglaim. Does it passel just like by clay shutters? It passels over here also. Passels or not? Im tim tzalaimer. Sorry. I know we're using. Yeah, because I guess because you have to follow the Mahalach. The Mahalach is we're trying to make it possible. Also, toil can be moil. Over here, toil means help. I'm saying, but it can also be like moil, which means to steal. Anyway, im timtza leimer. If you want to say, So the Rashi's learning, we're comparing it to food that you have in the clay shutters. You take out the base of Midrash, Apostle Taisa learns. It's the question is whether it's a Hesach Hadass or not when you walk down to the base of Midrash. So Gemara explains. Im Tim Tzalema, if you want to say Lina Loi Posla, the Taka Rablaz Mishun holds that if you spent overnight, it does not, and you're continuing to work, you don't have to wash again the following day. Why? The Loi Potish, you never stop working. Arvul Yitzia, you can argue, but if you walked out of the Beis Hamikdash, once you walk out of the Beis Hamikdash, you don't do work anymore. The Potish Asuchim Masir Daita, so the Lashon itself seems to be more lending itself to places. So you're Masir Das. In other words, you walked out, you stop thinking about it, so that ends that terminates the first washing. You got to wash again. Idilmo, do we say kivan de biyode lachze? Since you always have the capacity to come right back in, like Maseach, it's well, it's not because it has chadas, because you're thinking about going back in. So even though you walked out, you know that you can go back in. So you're probably thinking about going back in. So you went out for a break, for a smoko, and therefore maybe it's not considered has chadas. It's not. You don't have to wash again. Toshma, coming here. Kiddush Yodav Raglav. It says, what happens? You wash your hands, and then Vinitmu, the hands became Tamei, not something which is Tamei Mahatayda, that your body becomes Tamei. It's only that you touch Pigli, you touch Noisim with it, that your hands, the Chacham made Exeter, your hands become Tamei. So, Tumad Rabbanan, only your hands become Tamei. So what should you do? But matbilin. So what you have to do is you don't have to wash again from the kiri. You just dip your hands in inside, and that's good enough. The ain tzadik lekad, you don't have to wash again. But yatsu, if you took your hands out of the Beis Hamikdash, harei hein begushasan, you don't even have to be tovel again. They remain holy. So lechayim, what is he clear from here? That walking out is not an issue. Walking out is not an issue at all. Says he, what are you talking about? They're just talking about you just took your hands out to the out the front gate. Yotzu yadav loikam beboilam. If you just took your hands, that's not a question. Kikam beboilam yotzu kol gufimai. Our question is your entire body walked out. What's it then? Does that terminate the first kiddush adam raglayim? It's like a hetzach hadas and you have to wash again, or do we say because you know you can go back in? It's as if you were having a bachshava of going back in.
Is the issue going out or hetzach hadas or both?
According to the Rashi holds the issue is going out like clay shot is going out, and the fact that you can go back in is as if you never left, and by yourself because you're in control of yourself. And Tosh says no, the issue is Hesachadas.
Hesachadas could be even without leaving.
True, but what if you're doing Avodah? We're assuming you're doing Avodah. Toshma, come in here. Shaloi rochayt yodayim raglayim. If you didn't wash your hands and your feet, mekadesh bechlei shadah b'fnim. All of these cases. What do you call it? So if loy rochayt yodayim mekadesh bechlei shadah b'fnim, let's say you mekadesh something in a clay shadah inside the base of mikdash. So the kir is holy, yeah. Bifnim kiddush bechlei shadus bechutz, or you mekadish neklei shadus outside a bechlei chol bifnim, or you use an ordinary keli. They used to take the keli and used to make it sanctified from the mashicha or whatever. They used to anoint the keli to make it holy. He didn't do that, so he put it right. So we're talking about, let's say that you used not the kir, you used a keli to wash your hands. A clay choil inside the base of Middush, or you use the clay shutters but outside the base of Middush to wash your hands. Or you should tovel, these are all cases of how you, instead of using the kir, this is what you did. Or you should tovel the meimaira, or let's say you put your tovel, your hands in the spring water that was going through there. And we said before, it's kosher for tefillah. Psula, his avodah is possible. We don't say that this is tantamount to him washing from the kir. All of these cases is as if he didn't wash his hands and avoid his posel. Why? Time of the reason is the kiddush b'chlei shadus b'chutz, because he used the clay shadus outside the base of Mikdash, or a clay choil inside the base of Mikdash. Ha kiddush b'fnim v'yotza, what happens if he was mekadosh properly inside the base of Mikdash? And then he walked out himself. Avodasik Sheda. The only problem was that you used the clay shards from outside, because you washed your hands outside the Beis Hamikdash. We have no problem with the fact that you find yourself outside the Beis Hamikdash. Our problem is that the clay shards is outside the Beis Hamikdash, and you wash your hands with clay shards. Maybe the problem is mashma, but if you were to wash your hands inside the Beis Hamikdash and then you just found yourself outside, it's not a problem. Otherwise, it's a bigger chiddush. What do you tell me that the problem is the clay shards outside? The problem is you're outside. Says the Gemara, no. Dilma kiddush. The kiddush here is you kiddush bechlei shadus bechutz. That the kiddush is that if you mekadesh your hands outside, it's a problem. Hey chidami, what are we talking about? We're talking about a case that you are not standing outside. And you're right. If you're standing outside, maybe who cares where you wash your hands is possible. We're talking about, like we said before, that if you're standing inside and your hands are outside, it's not a problem. But what about if you're standing inside and your hands are outside and you're washing your hands while they're outside? That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. Hey chidami, going to apigod the leva. Your hands are stuck outside, but you're standing inside. So if you were standing inside and you wash your hands properly and then you stuck your hands outside, we said before, that's good. The chiddush here is, sorry, if you wash inside and you stuck your hand outside, it's good. But if you stuck your hand outside and you wash outside, it's no good. The kiddush. So we haven't resolved avi yotze kol gufa tibaylach. But if you walked outside entirely after you wash your hand, that's our question. What's it in such a case? Amaleh, with the papa toshma. Come in here. Let's try to bring it right from here. It says, yotze chutz, if he walked outside, lemechitzas chaymes azor, if he walked outside the wall of the courtyard, im lishois, if you walked outside to spend some time, then toe and tefillah, you need to table yourself again when you come back in your hands, because it's like a hezek hadas. Sorry, table yourself, more than just your hands. You have to table yourself entirely. Im lefishah, if you only went out for a short time, toe and kiddush yadayim raglayim. Because it wasn't a real hezek hadas, so therefore, all you have to do is wash your hands. So two things. This lends itself a little bit to Rashi. What's the chilik between, if it is hetzach hadas, why is the chilik with some saying Gemara? But right now the Gemara thinks that the moment you walked out of the Beis Hamikdash, you have to wash your hands again. So this will resolve the problem. You know what it means? It says you spend some time outside, you have to go to tefillah. You know what we're talking about here? We're talking about you have to go to defecate or urinate. So if you're going, spending some time means you're going there to defecate or to excrete. So therefore, you're going for a long time. That's where to go back. You're going out to the bathroom to do properly. Okay. So that's called a long time. Yeah. So if you go for a long time, means you're going to go properly to the bathroom, you have to go to the table. If you're going for just to urinate, then you have to wash your hands. That's what we're talking about. Nothing to do with hetzach hadas or anything like that. You go to the bathroom, you got to wash your hands. Says the Gemara, that's what it's talking about. It says clearly that. It says later on, call hamesich raglav ton tefillah. Somebody, mesich was a nice expression of saying that he sat, had to squat on his feet and to go to the bathroom properly. Then he needs tefillah. The call hamatzel mayim, and if you're just urinating, ton kiddush yadayim raglayim. Yeah, mikvah. Koyin, we're talking about the mesich English. So it has nothing to do with our case here is, where a guy just went out to catch some breath, fresh air. Or whatever, to say hello to somebody. So says, that's not a problem. So you're asking me a question, so if L'cheder repeats itself, maybe the first part is talking about literally just walk outside. He must have known. First he gives you a general rule, and then he explains to you what exactly you did. But in the case we just walked outside, we don't know yet what the din is. Toshma, come in here. By a par adumim, Rabbi Yisrael says... where did they do the avoid the paraduma outside the Beis Hamikdash? So where is the kohen wash his hands inside the Beis Hamikdash? The yaitzin he goes out to do is avoida. So clear that walking out does not pass. Otherwise, what's the point? What's the point of washing hands in the Beis Hamikdash and then walking out to do the paraduma? If you're telling me the moment you walk out, it cancels with the washing. Klaraya that washing in the Beis Hamikdash and you walk out if you're not masir das, because this guy's not masir das, he intends to work in paraduma, is all right. Rabbi Yechanan says, because you're going to be working outside the Beis HaMikdash, I feel a bit chutz, you can wash outside, I feel a bit klichoyl. And since it's outside, you don't need a klei shadus. I feel a bit kilicheres, even some ugly keli like a vessel made out of clay, is also good enough, because you're not working in the Beis HaMikdash. But l'cheyeh, we see clearly here for Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef's opinion, that you're walking out does not end. Omer, a papa, how do you compare? Shiny pora, pora dumim is exceptional. Hoyel the chol maaseh b'chutz. The poil, all the activities of pora dumim is done where? Outside the Beis Hamikdash. So how can you say that if you walk outside the Beis Hamikdash, it's possible? It doesn't make sense. So therefore, you can wash in the Beis Hamikdash and walk out. Like posel ba, you'd see as a posel. Our question here is that you're going to be working in the Beis Hamikdash. And you wash your hands. And then you walk out. How do we view that? Because outside, you cannot work doing your avodah. So that's our question. Says, well, if that's pshat, because paradum is exceptionally hoch, if so, lo malidim mekadesh. So why b'chal be wash your hands? You're telling me it's not really a holy activity, so why are you telling me, machlek is the only way you have to wash your hands. Why wash your hands at all? Is it ayin l'cheir? It's considered a carbon, you got to do an activity. That we want it to be similar as much as possible to the avoid inside the Beis Hamikdash, but it doesn't have the same dinim at all. Iboiluhu, we ask another question, so we don't resolve it. There's another question.
What's done with the paradum outside?
That's how you do it. The paraduma. We learned yesterday that paraduma is not really a carbon. It's called bedek habayis. It's to maintain the decorum because the kohenim then used it to become clean and so on. So it's not really a carbon. However, the Torah calls it a chatas. It's called a chatas. So therefore, we compare it to.
That's not inside the Beis Hamikdash.
No. Harzaisim. But they have to see the Beis Hamikdash. Says the Gemara. Now, next question. Let's say. Right now we're thinking tuma means that his hands became tuma like we learned before. Mao should tell you the kiddush yadayim raglayim. Does that cancel the kiddush yadayim raglayim? Even though we already had before. clearly that if the guy's hands become tummy, we say he has to he could table his hands. He doesn't have to wash his hands again. But anyway, so the question is that what does tumah do to the hands? Does he have to wash again or not? If you want to say, because we haven't resolved it, that it's walking out, you don't have to wash again. I can argue the person himself is not, the problem is not the coin, the problem is the place where you're standing right now. But here in the case of the tumah, of the hands, the gavra lechazi, since he knows that at the moment he cannot bring a carbon, so what naturally happens? He stops thinking about the avodah of the kabbanis because he knows he can't do anything until he does something. So maybe it's a hesach hadas and it terminates the kiddush yudaimer glaim. Even the hada chazi, like we argued before, by walking out as well, then maybe he can walk right back in over here. Also, he knows he just dips his hands in the mire, his kohir. So therefore, he's still thinking about the kabbanis. He's just thinking how to make himself tohu so he can go back. How do we view that? So here it's more than the yitzia. The yitzia, all one second. In the case of yitzia, you walk out, all you have to do is walk right back in. Here it's not just a question of what. Here you have to physically go ahead and put your hands in to change the status of your hands. So the question is that an additional step and therefore it's considered a hesach hadas, or not really? Because all you have to do is put your hands, dip your hands into the water, and therefore it's no different than walking outside. If you rule that walking outside is not considered a termination. Sorry, what were you saying?
What means the word his attention?
What does it mean? He's thinking, focused. What's he focused on? On kabbanis, on Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, just like when you wash your hands with bread, you don't have to wash it again as long as you're thinking about you're going to eat. The moment you're Maseir Das, if you stop thinking about eating, well, if you're eating itself, it doesn't matter what you're thinking, but if you walk away from the table and Maseir Das, you have to wash again.
So if you're walking around and looking for salt?
That's avoided. You're still thinking. What are you doing? Oh, okay. You're standing in the basement. Yeah. Toshma, coming here. Kiddush yodav yavaragla. It says before, if you had before. V'nitmu, we became tummy, madbilin. The ain sodich le kaddish. It says clearly, if your hands became tummy, you just dip it into the water. You don't have to make kaddish. So you don't have to make kaddish again. So what are you asking me questions for? So it says, what are you talking about? You misunderstood my question. Nitmu yodav, if only your hands became tummy, loim boil on your taka, it's nothing. So you drabanan, and you just dip it in the water. You don't have to go through the whole process of kiddush yadayim raglayim. Remember, we learned before, it's a difficult avodah. Put the right hand on your right foot, the left hand on the left foot, and you put both hands, and you have to have someone supporting you. It's a big thing. You don't have to, but that wasn't our question. Our question was, your entire body became tummy. And the question is that right now you can't do anything. And you have to go to table properly. Do you have to then wash again? Kol gufay. Tefugli. If it's kol gufay, who cares if you have to wash it? He can't do avoid anyway. Because what's it then if your whole body becomes tummy? Then you have to go to mikveh and you have to wait for the sun to set. So if you have to wait for the sun to set, what's your question? And let's say your question was, I have to wash again. What's the difference? You can't do avoid anyway. So the Gemara, Kivan the boy lemevid head of Shemesh, since he needs sunset, and even according to Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, that says you can wash once for 10 days. But since you know for the next 5, 6, 7 hours till the sunset, you can't do any avoid. You think you're thinking about the void the whole time. You definitely must say das. So could everybody have to wash again? Asuchim Masach Daita, definitely you stop thinking about it. Says the Gemara, no, my question is, you're going to eat me so much in the chama. 5 minutes before the sunset, you became tummy, you jumped into the mikveh, and you come out, the sun sets. So do you have to, is it considered a hefsek or not? Tosh Makamani, Potter, the same case you had before, but Potter Duma, Rabbi Chiba, Rabbi Zoma, Kadri, Glitch, Rabbi Fanim, you wash hands inside, but you go outside. Rabbi Yerama, Philip, Chutz, even outside, Rabbi Chir, even a weekday, Kayla, Mimik, the Cheddar, Clay, Kaylee, Baha Torah, Potter, very interestingly, the Tmuy, Mitaminle, very interesting. The Zdukim believed that in order, the Koyin that actually sprinkled the Potter Duma had to be 100% Tahir. If he was a Tful Yoim, which means if he went to the Mikveh today and he still needs to wait for sunset, he's not allowed to sprinkle. The Chachamim hold them in fairness, you are allowed to. So what the Chachamim should do, look how they used to go deal with this dukim. They dafka took a coin, made him tummy, they had to go to mikveh, and then he said, okay, now go ahead, sprinkle. That was, what's wrong with having a Torah digger coin? Dafka to show the Zdukim that they're wrong, they would dafka go ahead and tummy the coin. So by Porah Dume, the coin was, he washed his hands, they made him tummy, and he didn't wash his hands again. So therefore it answers your question. A guy who's tummy doesn't have to wash his hands again. Or Potter, the Tmuyim Mitamin, we deliberately made him Tamei. And they said, Tavel in the Mikvah, by the Harzais, and they said, Mikvah near there. And mitamin hoyu akoyin asayin of a sapara. They were mitamin the koyin who burnt the ashes. Umad bilin ois, and then we right away they had a mikveh right there, and they used to table them. Lo hoitzi miliban shel zdukin, to show the zdukin how wrong they are. So your oimrim, they would say, bimurovi shemesh hoyis anas. They said, no, it has to be somebody who went through already head of shemesh, he's 100% toyed. And we hold no. That tumah is not possible because they made him tummy and he washed his hands in the morning. He didn't wash it again. All this one went to the mikveh. Says he got a shiny potter.
Even if he says 10 days, then you're Isaac not in Kobanas but in better Kabbalahs.
We already said a potter dum is considered like Mukhtar calls it a chattas. So therefore it's similar. It's like you're still doing, still thinking, yeah. Says he got a shiny potter. Potter is different. Hoyil the tful yoim like possible. A potter about dum, all other Kabbalahs at tful yoim cannot serve. Only a potter dum is an eye. The whole dinim are different. You cannot draw any parallels from the fact that you don't have to wash your hands again. Part of the whole thing is we're just going through the motions. It shouldn't be different than inside, but not every single din. We want to be similar, but not exact. Can't bring an eye from there. Stop paying attention to my mitzvah.